This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As we just heard from Sam, housing comes in all shapes and sizes. Offices, sure. Another more mobile space, the more adventurous among us, have converted into housing. Vans, outfitted with a bed and cabinets and, if you're lucky, even a toilet. Here's today's installment of our series, Adventures in Housing.
My name is Abby Jocelyn. I am currently living in my van in San Diego. I officially moved into my van full-time in October of 2022, and since then, I have been all across the country. I had dreamt up van life. I had seen it on social media. I remember telling my parents that I wanted to do it, and I mean, especially my dad was kind of skeptical. I had done everything in what parents would think of as the right way. You know, I had my master's, I got my CPA, I had a really good job. And he was like, you're going to give all that up to go live in a van? Like, you're crazy. And I was like, no, this is what I want to do. At the time, I had posted on TikTok a little bit. I had like 100,000 followers. I wasn't monetizing it at all at the time. So I hit the road. I just started putting my all into social media. And within 6 months, I was no longer pulling anything from my savings. And I was able to just do social media full time, which I'm also extremely grateful for. In total, my fixed expenses are about $2,000 a month. That being said, I do have a car payment that's $750 because I bought this van new. But that is like technically my rent and my car payment. Every van lifer's biggest fear is getting into an accident, and unfortunately, that did happen to me this summer. Four of my airbags went off. There was a lot of parts on back order, and it ended up taking me 5 months to get my van back. At the time, I was in Bend, Oregon. I do feel really lucky that like my parents are very supportive, but they're in Charlotte, North Carolina. I was alone in Oregon. Now I have no vehicle. I also have no place to live. So it was just like a very stressful situation. Now I'm back up and running, and I'm in San Diego, and things are going really well, so I'm happy to be here. When I left, I had planned on a 1 to 2 year timeline. I was thinking that I was going to take a little sabbatical, probably after those 2 years, go back and get a normal corporate job again. And since I've been on the road for a year and a half now, and I have no plans of stopping, I can't imagine being done in 6 months. I feel like I haven't done everything that I wanted to do. But I think it's just as long as I'm happy doing it, I'm going to continue to do it. And once I'm no longer happy doing it, then I'll consider making other arrangements.
Abby Jocelyn, living life on the road right now in San Diego. Next month, though, who knows? Tell us, would you, about your adventure in housing? Marketplace.org is where you do that.